You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, live now, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy executive to my right, Wall Street Matt Modica to my left. Welcome inside Studio 34. Happy to have you. Big story today is that Kirk Cousins will not be Washington's starting quarterback next year. That's because Alex Smith is now a member of the Redskins. He goes over to Washington in a trade for a third-round pick, and they're one of their top cornerbacks, Kendall Fuller, who really fits Kansas City very nicely.
This is what the Chiefs needed. Look, losing Eric Berry really kind of hurt that team early on. Berry's one of the best. But now you put him in there, you got Peters. It's like you knew they had to make this trade, and they were like, what do you want? We'll give you everything you want and more. So shout out to Andy Reid. Andy Reid knew where to go, like Corey said in the previous segment. He knew where to go. He knew exactly what to do, and he played them like a fiddle.
Corey's pointing it out all morning long that Andy Reid, this is not the first time he has done this. This is now the second time he has fleeced a veteran quarterback on Washington and Dan Snyder.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Did it about a decade ago with Donovan McNabb. So I think Donovan McNabb was going into his 35-year-old season at the time, too.
Unbelievable.
So, I mean, he just went right back. He got out to Mobile, and He complimented Emory Hunt on his Kelly Green shirt. Then he got right to working on Dan Snyder. He told Dan Snyder, listen, don't even bring just me and you, Dan. You don't even bring the GM. Don't even bring the coach. Just me and you. I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. Matter of fact, I'm going to put $30 million in your pocket. Dan Snyder said, I'm all for it. It's a sad day. Only thing that can save DC is a dominant running game. And Eddie Lacy should be available.
Perfect.
It's got to be talking him up
just
next
year.
Absolutely perfect. He's in the best shape of his life.
Yeah.
His last chance. It's a team that wants to run the football.
When we have Miss Tracy on tomorow, we need to
do that. Dr. A tomorrow.
Dr. A's on another UNB vacation next week.
Yeah.
When we have Dr. A tomorrow, we need to put Chris Thompson on that list.
Okay.
He takes more vacations. Dr. Ray Sussman.
Oh, it's close. It's close.
What?
Who spends more time abroad?
Who's the guy who just told us, I'm not coming in Friday? Is that me? The day before our last show before the Super Bowl, I was the one that said, I'm not going to be here. Right. Okay. There you go.
He needs a bye week.
I don't know why I'm calling him out. Not you. You're the one that said it. He didn't do anything.
I need a lot of bye weeks. That's the Alex Smith whole thing as far as that trade.
That's the Alex Smith side, and that's Patrick Mahomes' side also. This team is young. Tyreek Hill is like 24. Kareem Hunt's in his early 20s. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes in his early 20s.
Nice pieces on defense.
The defense is getting Eric Berry back. He's already training. You get Kendall Fuller. This is a defense that is going to get healthier, that is going to get better. Marcus Peters, obviously. So this team, Andy Reid, once again, has redeveloped his team and reformed his team and rebuilt his team.
At some point, Andy Reid needs to bench himself.
Mm-hmm. We saw what happened when he stepped away.
Should have done it for Doug Peterson, probably. That was the mistake. That's the Andy Reid, Kansas City, Washington side. There's one more side, and it's Kirk Cousins. Where does he go? We break it all down when we come back next on Roto Experts.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Here on Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Executive and Matt Modica. I'm Greg Sausman. All right, guys, we've analyzed the trade from two of the major sides, right? Mm-hmm. Chiefs side and Washington side, the two teams that won't make the trade. The biggest effect this may have is on a third franchise yet to be determined. That is, of course, where Kirk Cousins ends up. Kirk Cousins was not going back to Washington because, number one, he hasn't spoken to them since the end of the season. Number two, they were not paying him $34 million to be their starting quarterback this year. That just wasn't going to happen. It wasn't possible. So now Kirk Cousins, as a free agent, gets to choose his next destination. There's no hamstring. There's no there's no tag on him, a transition tag, a franchise tag. None of that exists. He's going to choose his next destination. The initial signs have linked Kirk Cousins most often with the Jets. Supposedly, he likes Jeremy Bates, their new offensive coordinator. There's connection there. Everyone last night, maybe I, being in New York, I somehow see more Jets stuff, but Peter King tweeted about it. Jason Lockhanfour, or as others are calling him, Lockhanfour. Jason Lockhanfour.
Yeah, JLC.
Tweeted about it, that the Jets are the favorites right now for Kirk Cousins. And they have, I believe, according to what I'm seeing here, the second most cap space available in all of football behind the Cleveland Browns. So the Jets are on there. Other teams that are certain to be linked with Kirk Cousins: the Cleveland Browns, who have the most cap space. The Buffalo Bills.
But that's not going to happen.
The Minnesota Vikings. The Denver Broncos. The Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, there you go.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars. I would say he's going to wind up with one of those seven teams. I know I didn't exactly break it down very much.
I told you a couple weeks ago where he was going to go. When the Jets fired Morton, that's a Kirk Cousins move right there. They want to go in. They want to come in a situation with a clean slate so they can start to work the back channels with Cousins, see what Cousins wants to do, what kind of play caller Cousins wants, what kind of offensive coordinator Cousins wants. We've already heard Cousins, I believe, on WFAN yesterday, raving about Jeremy Bates and how much he went through the draft process with Jeremy Bates, is familiar with Jeremy Bates, how much he wouldn't mind working with Jeremy Bates. Kirk Cousins is going to be a New York Jet, period.
Is that a smart move for Kirk Cousins? Is that a smart move for the New York Jets?
They're going to pay him a lot of money.
He just wants to get paid, and the money, they have this, whatever, the second most cap space and stuff like that. I mean, the ideal for me, if he wants to, win a Super Bowl in the next year or two, is the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know what their cap space is. I'm not saying I'm coming out. But if they have...
I have Minnesota's cap space in front of me, actually. Minnesota is expected to have $57 million worth of cap space.
That's not enough.
Well, it is for 1 year.
You don't have to pay him $57 million up front.
Sure.
You gotta look.
By the way, hold on. So we have a lower up on the screen right now. It says Kirk Cousins says it's not all about the money. Please tell me that you wrote the other half of my lower that I created that you put up on the screen right now. Because I wrote, Kirk Cousins says it's not all about the money this offseason. And the next line says, translation, it's all about the money this offseason. Yeah.
Everybody's always going to come out and say that and do that company line. If Kirk Cousins signs with the Jets, I don't really see the Jets being that good. You got Robbie Anderson,
right,
who, yes, he made that move, but Robbie Anderson might be suspended. Robbie Anderson, as good as he was, he went a little crazy. So, I don't see I see the appeal as far as the money, maybe the new OC. But when you have a team with a couple of stout wide receivers, a tight end, maybe the rookie running back comes back for a sophomore season. The same. If not, they can put pieces in there. And they have a defense.
Well, I look at the Jets, and kind of the same way you are here, Matt, right? You sign Kirk Cousins, and then you don't need the quarterback, the number six pick. Then hopefully you somehow finagle your way into Saquon Barkley. I don't know if it's possible, but ideally, theoretically, right? Mm-hmm. You finagle your way into Saquon Barkley. You have a defense that is young, that's improving as a defensive coach in Todd Bowles. You have offensive wide receivers that had pretty good years last year.
You have a franchise quarterback.
Robbie Anderson and then Jermaine Kearse. Is Kirk Cousins the franchise quarterback that's going to push you, give you an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl? To compete.
Let's not get carried away.
Well, this is the plan, right? You're saying quarterback.
Hold on. You got to put the oregano in the bag first. So let's get started.
When you are signing a quarterback for $100 million guaranteed, you think this guy is going to give you an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. That is the plan, is it not?
No, mm-mm. It stabilizes the quarterback position for the New York Jets, which hasn't been stable for years. Let's trust the process with this one. Can't just up and sign him and think you're going to go to the Super Bowl. They're just not in that in that space right now. Let's sign him. Let's get him in here. Let's get a stabilizing force as the face of the franchise at the quarterback position. That's first and foremost. And then start to build the pieces around him. Trust the process. You're just not going to go out there and start winning championships with the dude. But what I do like about it for the New York Jets is because now they have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Who's the last time when you could say, okay, this guy's the Jets quarterback? So who's that guy?
So I was going over this last night with my Jet fan friends. It hasn't been in my lifetime. Like, legitimately my lifetime. From Christian Hackenberg to Mark Sanchez to Vinny Testaverde to Chad.
So, Sanchez was a franchise-type guy. At least he seemed like he was on that path. So I would give that benefit of the doubt on that one.
You'll give it to Sanchez.
I'd give Sanchez that.
Okay.
Then he collapsed.
What about Chad Pennington? Would you give him that?
I love Chad Pennington. One of my favorite quarterbacks in NFL history. As crazy as that may sound.
Very crazy. Very
crazy. I love Chad Pennington.
Lockhead Ford tweeted this last night. With Alex Smith headed to the Skins, Kirk Cousins is in line for $120 million payday. It might be hard for anyone to outmaneuver the Jets.
JLC is a Beltway guy. JLC is probably getting this information directly from the Cousins' horse's mouth.
Yeah.
From Cousins himself.
All right. So do we all agree the Jets are the heavy favorite for this?
Yeah, no.
He's going to be the Jets quarterback.
And like you say, it's all about the money until, you know. About the money.
Who has the best quarterback in New York?
If Kirk Cousins signs for the Jets, then it'll be the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Eli's that good. I don't think Eli's been good for 2 years.
Listen, then it'll be the Jets. It would be Kirk Cousins. I don't think there's any question about that.
I still not like to sleep on Eli too much.
Last 2 years hasn't changed.
I've seen this dude do crazy things.
But let's do this though. If Kirk Cousins does go to the Jets. There's a lot of other quarterback openings out there. A lot of quarterback openings out there. I named them, right? From the Vikings to the Buffalo Bills to the Denver Broncos to the Arizona Cardinals to the Cleveland Browns. There's a lot of quarterback openings out there. I think Cousins in Arizona would be, like, super fun with Larry Fitzgerald. He'd come back with Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
You have David Johnson, who would just go wild with Kirk Cousins.
Like, how much can they pay him, though?
I don't know. Their cap space, they have the least amount of cap space this season.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You said immediately when I named some of these teams, I said Buffalo needed a quarterback. And he's like, he's not going to Buffalo.
The GM has said he wants to build this team through the draft. This is going back a few months ago.
Okay.
He wants to build this through the draft. One of the Buffalo beat writers, I forget the name, I think it's Mike Rodak, or he might have been the guy. And he reaffirmed that yesterday. He tweeted that out again. But I remember that they've accumulated all these draft picks. It's Buffalo. Even if Buffalo went and got Kirk Cousins, unless they're going to go out and get the receivers and stuff.
Right.
I mean, I can't kill Tyrod Taylor. And look, Tyrod Taylor was never put in a situation for his skills to thrive. And he didn't have the weapons. He just didn't. The one weapon he had, they took away from him. So I don't think Tyrod Taylor's coming back. And I think it's good for Taylor to go elsewhere. He needs a chance to get the real opportunity. And the Bills don't really seem to want him. So, you know what, go with the franchise. Unless you're going to really go out there and make these kind of moves to get the weapons, get that tight end, get that receiver for Kirk Cousins. You have Shady.
Right.
But
Tyrod Taylor be in Arizona.
Tyrod Taylor goes to Arizona.
I think Tyrod Taylor goes to Arizona because Tyrod Taylor is going to demand the least amount of money.
Is that enough to get bringing Larry Fitzgerald back?
Yeah.
I think the most interesting question is
Minnesota.
Who is the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a quarterback and you get that opportunity.
What if Teddy Bridgewater goes to Arizona?
That would be interesting, too. We need the Vikings to sign. The Vikings need to be next up.
Because that's a major ripple effect on those receivers.
Absolutely.
On the quarterback market, too. So, you know, the Vikings need to be next. So, basically, it'll shake down, probably with some moving and shaking, and probably with some preliminary talks going on in Mobile. So, you got to think that probably started in Mobile. It'll continue with the Combine. And then, so after we get past the NFL Combine, we'll really start to push towards March 14th, and then the pieces will start to put together. But I would think that Taylor more than likely would take the least, Bridgewater could take a low deal too, because Bridgewater got the bad, you know, Bridgewater had the major injury. One of those two players, Bridgewater or Taylor, will be the guy in Arizona. and the other guy would probably be in Minnesota, unless Minnesota brings back re-ups Case Keenum.
Sure.
Sam Bradford is an odd man out, I think.
I just don't think Zimmer wants Case Keenum.
I agree with that.
That's
100%.
Like his last resort.
I think it'll be interesting.
Zimmer, the head coach?
I don't think Mike Zimmer wants Case Keenum either. I think it'll be interesting to see who Minnesota brings in as their offensive coordinator, right? If they're going to just promote the quarterback's coach, then you might see one of these guys. Or will the quarterback's coach go with Pat Shurmur? I think we might have seen that already. I think there's a lot of questions to be asked. I agree that we need to see the Minnesota shoe drop before we find out what's next. We're going to come back. The one team that we didn't mention that needs a quarterback, barely mentioned, was Cleveland, obviously. And there's an interesting debate raised by our boss, Mike Cardano, last night on Twitter. I want to talk about that when we come back. Cleveland Browns are up next here on Roto Experts.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
We're back with you, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So we all agree, Kirk Cousins, Jets are the favorites. Arizona would be cool. They don't have the money. And the shoe needs to drop in Minnesota. We also know that Cleveland, man, is desperate.
It's setting up nice for AJ McCarron.
They are desperate for a quarterback. And Mike Leone, DailyRoto.com, our guy, was talking to Mike Cardano, our other guy.
Yeah, Mike Cardano has to be the biggest Alex Smith guy
there. In the world. They're having this debate in regards to Cleveland, in regards to Alex Smith and what he can bring. And it led to the question of, listen, if Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers were in Cleveland, could they have gone 500? And Cardano's like, oh, you know what? That's a really good question. Let me ask my guys in the morning. So here we are. If Aaron Rodgers, the poll question is available right now, FNTSY Radio. If Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady were the quarterback for Cleveland Browns, best two quarterbacks in the NFL, would they be 500?
They would be over 500.
Okay.
Easy. What were they losing games by? 4 or 5 points this year, the Cleveland Browns? You take, and a lot of those games were lost where late in the game, the quarterback didn't make a play. Mm-hmm. Late in games, mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady make plays. They might have won 9 games.
Yeah, I'll go even further. Their defense was good last year. It's just they were constantly on the field, constantly in bad situations. And I don't have the exact number here, but I know it was a ridiculous amount of turnovers inside the 5-yard line by the Cleveland Browns going into the opponent's end zone. You know, that's egregious. I mean, that can't happen. I mean, you know, rookie quarterback, you know, may happen once or twice. It was, you know, it was a number that should never have been. So, yeah, I'm kind of with Corey. I mean, I think they could be at least 500. Anywhere from 6 to 9 wins, I think those guys provide.
I agree. I'm completely with you. That if you give this team, even with the bubbling idiot as head coach, you give that team Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, they find ways to win. You look at DeShone Kizer and Cody Kessler and Kevin Hogan, they find ways to lose. They don't make the play. You're in enough games, as Corey and Matt have both mentioned, you're in enough games where your quarterback makes a play or two.
And you win.
You win. And when you can get weapons like a Corey Coleman back and a Josh Gordon back, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady make you famous.
And then you got to respect what they can do. You can take
the run.
Yeah, exactly. You got to respect what the quarterback can do. That means you take that guy out the box. Now you open up running lanes. Oh, yeah, they. I'm not going to say that's a great team with a quarterback, but they'd be a much better team with a competent quarterback.
They compete. Look,
I mean, if it's Coleman and Gordon on the outsides next year, and Joku made a hell of a lot of improvement. He's a guy.
He made good progress this year.
Yeah, that you have to be excited about.
Definitely.
And, you know, the guy that, you know, Kizer Kizer was the kryptonite to this offense, mm-hmm. and he really crushed Isaiah Crowell's value. I mean, Crowell's a good running back. I mean, I don't care how you want to slice it. He's a good running back. You put him in an adequate offense, he's going to perform. And then we saw Duke Johnson Jr. He, you know, he was revitalized. He had a hell of a season.
Let me say this, and I will provide the unquestionable evidence when it comes to what you do if you have one of these quarterbacks, right? Who, outside the Cleveland Browns, for the first 10 games last year, who was the worst team in football?
Outside of Cleveland.
And the Giants.
Well, I mean,
who was the worst for the first 10 games of the year?
The Colts got to be up there.
The 49ers.
San Francisco 49ers. Worst team in football last year. When they got a competent quarterback, and they didn't have Josh Gordon or Corey Coleman on their team.
No, they didn't have nothing.
They had nothing. They looked like the biggest, the farthest away of any team, right? Mm-hmm. That was the best word. Like, Cleveland had talent. They had picks. They had salary cap room. San Francisco had nothing. And you got a competent quarterback in there, and all of a sudden they became the hottest team in football, winning their last four or five games with ease, beating playoff teams. Like the Rams.
A team that would have been in the NFC.
Like the Jaguars. A team that could have went to the Super Bowl.
They could have been in the NFC playoffs. They would have made noise.
Correct. A team that at that point in the year, nobody wanted to face.
So you're saying it's like AD, like before Gucci?
Yeah, after Gucci.
Yes, exactly. Right. I'm saying, and that's Jimmy Garoppolo, who the jury was out on until you saw what he could do. That's not Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers yet.
No, this is a quarterback league. That's why, like,
correct.
As a Bills fan, I've been so distraught over these years, over these drafts. The one time they actually went up and got a quarterback, it was EJ Manuel, and everybody was like, "What are you doing?"
Right. and this is why I think the Jets, you go out and get Kirk Cousins.
They're going to get him
because it's a quarterback league. When you got Jimmy Garoppolo for the Niners, it changed the shape of the franchise forever. If you were the Browns, you went out and got an Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, which you can't do, and I get that, it would have changed everything. You would have won games. You wouldn't be the worst team in football. Everything would be different. And the same goes for the Jets, who won five games this year. They fought hard for their coach, and Josh McCown played really, really well. But you put Kirk Cousins in there, you're confident.
I'm not going to go that far.
You're not confident with Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins is
better than Josh McCown.
He generates statistics.
Are you not willing to say Kirk Cousins is better than Josh McCown?
He generates statistics. He is better than Josh McCown. But his main MO is what he can do, basically putting up big numbers in the, you know, as a quarterback to get a big contract. We have not seen Kirk Cousins win. The biggest game that Kirk Cousins has won is when they went to Seattle this year and got
correct.
That W.
Absolutely.
Other than that, Kirk Cousins has not won anything. When the money was on the line and Kirk Cousins had to win, he never won.
That's true. That's a fact. That's absolutely
true. It's a Bortles fact. It's a Cousins fact.
But as you said, he's never had an opportunity where he had his money, right? Like, mm-hmm. You're right. He slung it, and he played through pain, and he fought because he was always playing to get this $100 million contract, which he's going to get. Now, once he has it, what will change? That's the question.
Oh, look, I think he's a good quarterback. I don't see... The Jets will be a better team. I just am not like... I don't like the pieces. It'll help them. And he's going to go there. If he goes there, it's because they have the money to give him, you know, the OC or whatever. That's good, and that's, you know, appealing to him. But in all fairness, the guy wants, not that he hasn't gotten paid by being franchised, because it's nice to get $24 million, but he's going to get his. And you know what? It's all about what timing. Like, Matthew Stafford was the highest quarterback right now. Who was it? Joe Flacco popped at the right time in the playoffs with the, you know, with that run. So yeah, the Jets to me, Robbie Anderson has to get his head on straight. Austin Seferian Jenkins needs to be that guy and continue on his path, stay on the straight and narrow as well. So there's a lot of question marks with the Jets too.
There's a lot of question marks with the Jets. You're absolutely.
They got their quarterback right though, so they figured out the first piece. They went and they got their quarterback. They got the most important piece out the way. Do you think anybody has the capital and the, put it like this? Is there any team in the NFL that can get Drew Brees out of New Orleans?
No, he already said he's going to be back.
Yeah, I think at this point in his time, about 40 years old, just about.
Probably doesn't want, I mean, think about it like this. Probably doesn't even want to move. Like,
yeah, why would you want to leave family? That team right
yeah.
now?
Leave that team, leave that city, uproot your family. Why do you want to do that?
You know, they were, what, a miracle play?
A miracle play away from, you know, at least the second round. Or at least the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. And that defense, I don't know. I mean, that's Minnesota's defense, so maybe I shouldn't say that.
I mean, who knows what happens in the championship game? I don't want to say they go to the Super Bowl, but, you know, who knows? It's interesting. It's definitely interesting.
You know, the winning team of the Super Bowl gets $112,000. The losers get $56,000.
Double them up.
Mm-hmm.
Double them up.
Yeah. Be all right.
Well, the winners of the All-Star game in the NBA get $100,000 now, too.
Look at that.
The losers only get $25,000. I know Matt vehemently thinks they should get zero.
Team Curry.
People, you know.
Team LeBron really is dropping.
Team LeBron is dropping like flies.
I don't think they hurt intentionally.
So I don't know.
Maybe they don't want to play with him.
He's got LeBron is playing. We put the Moss squad together. Now he's playing with reserves.
Is LeBron turning heel again?
No, I don't see it.
He's too old now. He's an old man. I'm joking.
No, yeah.
Because he looks like he's...
I understand.
But I don't think he's turning heel. How does he turn heel again? You know?
Once he leaves Cleveland, he'll probably be a heel again.
It'll be a healing. I think Cleveland won.
I think what he's done, you know, what he's putting them in the situation right now is...
Yeah, this hell they're about to enter. Yeah, that's fair. But anyway, when it comes to the quarterbacks, kind of wrapping up that conversation. When you have a quarterback, everything changes. To answer our poll question at FNCSY Radio... which is, would the Cleveland Browns be 500 or better with Aaron Rodgers, with Tom Brady, unanimously at this table? We say absolutely. No question about it. What if the team had Alex Smith? Would they be 500 or better?
I don't think they're a 500 team. I think the other factor we were forgetting here is, too, the head coach. Like, we talk about defensive coordinators and they become head coaches, they're just better coordinators, like, say, Jim Schwartz. Or Wade Phillips.
Right.
I think that's kind of the case with Hugh Jackson. He's a better offensive coordinator than he is a head coach. Look, we talked yesterday about people don't like Jim Schwartz. You can love Hugh Jackson all you want. He's got one win. So, you know what? It's better to be feared than loved sometimes. Alex Smith would definitely have helped this team. I think they could have won a handful, 5-6 games with him. And he's not, you know, he's, what is he?
Alex Smith wouldn't have turned the football over in the red zone.
Yeah, he would have, you know.
Interesting. Would Alex Smith be 500?
Closer. Maybe.
I just think Cleveland's a better team than what their record suggests. And that should really be an indictment on the head coach. I think they're a lot closer.
All right, fair enough. When we come back, we leave the Alex Smith talk for a moment. And we continue some football talk. I want to talk briefly about Andrew Luck and Blake Bortles, and we'll also get into Thursday Night Football as well. More football coming your way here when we return. Sort of Experts, it's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Reason. Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts here, and Andrew Luck. Look at the Andrew Luck update. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a while. He's close to throwing again, as we kind of said yesterday on the program. Hiring Tom House, Adam DeVroe. He's close to throwing, which means Josh McDaniels may get his quarterback.
Tom House, the guy that got Peyton Manning back together, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Tom House tries to get every quarterback back together.
Yeah, so.
These two guys are in good business.
Yes, he is.
Wonderful work with pitchers, too.
I didn't know that. So
he was a former pick.
Andrew Luck. That's a difference maker right there for the Indianapolis Colts. You get him back, and they can win that division.
Captain Andrew Luck was pretty great yesterday, too.
Andrew Luck.
Do you have the tweet up?
Yeah, I do have the tweet up.
Read the tweet.
He says, I write with splendid news.
Oh! Nice.
I believe I have successfully replaced the firing pin in my sidearm, which means I can once again use it. I cannot lie. A great deal of rust has accumulated from non-use. However, I am confident my aim shall return quickly.
Well, here's the thing about it. He gets healthy, works with Tom House, start throwing and stuff like that. That's good. That's great. That's first and foremost, most important to us as fantasy owners. But Andrew Luck's about to do something that he's never done before. Work with a different offensive coordinator.
That's not true. Rob Chudzinski was his offensive coordinator last year. Before that was Pep Hamilton.
There was no last year.
Pep Hamilton.
So he didn't, he wasn't with Rod last year.
Yes, he was.
When? He didn't play.
Chudzinski was the offensive coordinator when Pep Hamilton got fired in 2016.
In 2016?
Chudzinski was his offensive coordinator.
Okay, so that's it, really?
Yes.
But he's been with Pep up until then.
Up until he had 1 year of Chud.
1 year of Chud.
Yeah.
And now he comes into another situation.
Correct.
So now this is new for Andrew Luck. Because he's been, since college, he's been with Pep and that crew. And Pep and Chud is kind of from the same tree. So this is a totally different scenario with Josh McDaniels
totally,
in here now.
Totally.
So he's coming into a situation where he's, what, how 20 what? Learning a new offense for the first time? I mean, if anybody can pick it up, it's going to be Andrew Luck.
Smart dude.
I have full confidence in Andrew Luck, but I'm just saying.
He's 29 in September.
He's entering a different portion of his career as far as when it comes to coaching. He's going from a system that he's been familiar with all through college and his beginning in his career in the NFL. So this is a little bit of a difference for Andrew Luck. Listen, if that dude is out there throwing, I'm buying. I'm buying fantasy in 2018. Especially, I'm going to get a good discount. I'm all over it. I'm right back on with my man name from Dade, T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, I think if he's throwing early, you'll get the discount early, but at some point that discount. That's why you draft early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's why people are going to go right back into it.
Yes, I agree with that. As soon as you see him, like, he's healthy throughout training camp and he's no setbacks by then, and all of a sudden then he's played a preseason game, everyone's going to be all in an Andrew Luck again. I totally agree with that. Blake Bortles, on the other hand, Blake Bortles, fact for you.
He had surgery.
He had wrist surgery, which is interesting because they picked up his fifth-year option last year, as we have said, and it is only guaranteed for what? Injury. He has to pass a physical before the day.
March 14th.
March 14th, right. Day after the league starts. He's had wrist surgery on January 30th, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Can he pass a physical? I don't know. And if he can't, that means his salary is guaranteed as the starter for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I think by March 4th, I think Jacksonville is going to be one of those teams. Coughlin and that group, they'll be in Indianapolis, and they'll be shaking some trees. They'll be talking to some people, looking under, shaking some leaves, see what's going on, because they're going to more than likely need a quarterback. Because I don't think they're going to pay him. I think they're going to pay Allen Robinson.
They don't have a choice is what I'm saying.
What do you mean? No, they can cut him.
No, they can't. So
They can't cut him by the 14th?
So they picked up his fifth-year option. It's guaranteed only for injury. So they can cut him by the 14th and save everything. Unless he's hurt. And he just had wrist surgery. So if he can't pass that physical, they can't cut him.
That sucks.
What they definitely need to do is replace Chad Henne. With a legitimate quarterback. Right. At least somebody that could compete or at least come in the game and
not be horrible.
Because look at last year, and he did have that month where he was fantastic. Mm-hmm. He did have a month. I got to be fair.
Won me a fantasy championship.
But once again, Chad fantasy. Hit.
No. Like, oh,
okay. Fantasy and reality are
not the same.
Yeah.
Not the same. He had a very good reality month, even better fantasy month. And even that game when he was terrible against the Niners, he was fantastic for us. But Blake Bortles has a wrist injury. Had surgery on this wrist.
How much is that guy? Is that last year, you know?
I will in a second. I didn't have spot track up. Here we go with this again.
I do.
Do you? Mm-hmm. So why did you write Blake Bortles in spot track then?
Because you said you would do it.
You said you had it up.
I mean, I got it up, but then I got. I'm the analyst.
Right, Blake Bortles' his salary in 2018 is $19 million. It's fine for a starting quarterback.
No, it's fine for a starting quarterback, but, you know, you'd rather be spending that elsewhere.
You'd rather be spending that elsewhere, but fine. You know you're going to win an AFC Championship game and play Bortles. Can you win it? I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
he's going to be back at Jacksonville next year, though.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going to be back.
They could have won it this year. They just they didn't, though.
They didn't.
As Scott would point out.
It's true. No, they could have won it. They could have won it this year.
Blake Bortles fact.
It's a Blake Bortles fact. They could have won it this year, but they didn't. Also, Blake Bortles fact is he went to an AFC Championship game and then had a surgery on his wrist. We'll see how major that surgery is. I don't think he'll be able to pass a physical in March, which will lock him in with Jacksonville and lock him in as a starter because he's going to be making $19 million.
Yeah, so and that's more than likely the situation that's going to happen and take place. So, man. They got to bring Allen Robinson back, put the band back together, and go for it again, and give it another shot. So, and I think that's probably their best case scenario coming into this year. They got to feel comfortable with what it is. I don't think you can. Can you win it all with Blake Bortles?
That's my question.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, if you want to say that, we're going to watch the game Sunday, and the question is, can you win it all with
Nick Foles? And they're there. They're as close as you can get. They are as close as you can get.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
I mean, everybody seems to forget that, you know, 2 games ago, Nick Foles was not the guy. All of a sudden, everybody loves Nick Foles again.
Sure.
You know, we've had this love
back and forth, absolutely.
Just over like the last 6-8 weeks.
Yeah.
Week 15, everybody was touting him, and he did it, you know, against the Giants. Week 16, everybody stayed on that bus. Nobody got off.
Against
and
Oakland.
He was terrible.
Monday Night
Football. Nobody said a word. Everybody just meekly walked away.
Yep.
And it's
terrible
this
week 17. Yep.
At home. He was home.
Yep.
He had that one drive.
Yep.
Which he needed, and he did.
He did it.
But, I mean, he was fantastic against the Vikings. He performed. Now, can he do it in a neutral site against the Patriots?
I was watching him yesterday. I saw him, and he was at the press conference. Son looked like he belonged in Tout Wars. He looked like a fantasy nerd, Nick Foles. he looked like he's a part of our community. You know, and I'm looking at this dude like, this dude is a professional quarterback. Interesting.
Yes, yes, he is. Final piece of football information for you today that we haven't talked about yet. It's going to be announced officially this morning, but Thursday Night Football is leaving CBS, leaving NBC, and it is headed to Fox. 11 games that Fox will get, split, of course, with the NFL Network, digital rights to be announced, but they get more mobile access. And it looks like, and again, the report will be out this morning, what's going to happen. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman will not be announcing that. Somebody else will.
Smoking Jay.
Maybe Kevin Burkhardt and Smoking Jay.
I love Kevin Burkhardt.
I'm praying for Gus Johnson. But Fox will get Thursday Night Football after putting up more money than CBS and NBC did last year. CBS and NBC came back with bids for this year, which is actually lower than what they offered last year.
Is this a multi-year deal or just a...
I don't know the details. I mean, I think it's going to be one because they've been going year to year with that Thursday Night Football deal. But Fox offered more than NBC and CBS did in 2017, an increase in wages to 2018. NBC and CBS actually put a lower offer in than they did this year, as Thursday Night Football ratings did decline. But Fox, with their new strategy, since they sold a lot of their assets to Disney, they are going with a lot of live programming and live sports because they believe that is a better business model. The NFL is certainly a part of that plan. It looks like Thursday Night Football will be on Fox in 2018.
Live sports and The Simpsons.
So, there you go. So you get, you know, a change in the Thursday Night Football thing. Obviously, that's a moneymaker for the NFL. So they get in position to send those games over to Fox, get a broadcast team in there. Thursday Night Football, which the players complain about, it's not going anywhere.
No, there's too much money involved.
It's a shame that it can't be Friday Night Football. I mean, at least give it the extra day.
I agree. I mean, that'd be fantastic, but it won't be.
No, it's not going to be.
Mm-mm.
It's a shame.
It is. I agree. The extra day, I think, would be actually huge, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, another 24 hours for those bodies to heal. And but, you know,
money talks, ratings, and everything, and no one actually cares about the players, which is just horrible to say, but it's true. So we'll see. I'm excited to see, you know, me, the announcing geek here. I'm excited to see.
I hope it's Kevin Burkhardt. I hope he's involved.
It probably will be, but the problem is, And the reason I don't think it will be Burkhard is because for that entire month of October when Fox would have it, he's gone. He's in L.A. doing pregame show for baseball. He's there, the baseball host. And that's why Joe Buck can't do it, because he's doing playoff baseball during the week.
I think it's setting up perfect for Jay Cutler, like just to get that buzz.
Right.
Everybody. So it's setting up perfect for Jay Cutler to be involved somehow.
Potentially, but I'm praying for Gus. I'm going back to that. I'm going back to that well.
That'd be cool.
I'd like to see like a Russ Tucker on there. I think he's phenomenal on the radio. If you listen to a broadcast of him,
I
like him a lot.
I like him as like a writer. I don't love him as a broadcaster.
Really? Yeah. So on the radio, I thought he was fantastic. Maybe it doesn't translate as better. Maybe
different minds. So hey, listen, this is what makes horse racing, right? It's all opinions. You like who you like. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap the hour. Next hour, a lot of you Darvish talk, trying to figure out what's going on there. I think it's kind of becoming clear, at least to me. So we'll get to you, Darvish, coming up next hour. Also, some NBA I want to get into next hour as well. So, but when we come back for the next 5 minutes, I do want to talk a little bit about some other NBA stuff. Stick around. More Roto Experts right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and I was going to talk about the NBA, but I do want to ask Matty Moe a question here, because we were just talking about it during the break. And he was going over some stuff for baseball, and Luke Weaver came up. We talked a lot about Luke Weaver, and Luke Weaver is definitely like one of those fun guys this year that everybody wants, and everybody and their mother can be on Luke Weaver. And it was kind of like that last year in a way for John Gray. I think people, former first-round pick in John Gray, they waited on him and waited on him and waited on him to come up for Colorado, and he did 2 years ago, and he had a lot of success. And this year, at least in the early going, and I understand, listen, it's January 31st, we are not into draft season yet, but John Gray is not a name, at least thus far, that I've been hearing about. Are people still drooling over themselves over John Gray?
Look, he's still a name that people like, and the only thing that holds him back is Coors Field.
Of course.
Which is, I mean, understandable. His current ADP over the last 2 weeks, or actually the last week,
yep.
I have it up. It's 17 drafts. It's 163.
Which translates
to like the 11th round under the 11th.
In for 15ers.
Yeah, in 15 teams. So, you know, at that point, for me, honestly, like I keep saying, after the fifth round, it's like the wild, wild west. I'm going to get guys, and it's going to become about my roster construction. What do I have? Because the first five rounds are your foundation, so you're setting that up, number one. And I think there's so many question marks with everybody. I mean, especially pitching. And to me, after that top 20 or so in starting pitchers, it's like who? Everybody has more warts than maybe years past. And you can pick out reasons not to take him. You can say John Lester's going to fall off a cliff.
Right.
You know, you could say Luke Weaver's ready for the ascension.
Sure.
I prefer Luis Castillo. I've made that pick a couple times.
Right. But going back to John Gray here, what's really interesting to me, and again, do you have it by any chance? Do you have his ADP from last year available?
I kind of think he was going in that same round. Maybe a little earlier.
I feel like he was going
maybe
a little earlier.
Ninth round, I'd say. I don't think he was going hard.
I'm going to see if I can find that.
I don't know if the...
I want to see if I can find that, because what makes me really interesting... Oh, here we go. This is what I was looking for. All right. Is this year? Okay, here we go. So I have last year's NFBC ADP here. This has to be last year's. And where is he? Where is Johnny Gray? John Gray was 45 last year, I think, behind Matt Moore.
Not 45th pitcher.
45th pitcher, sorry, yeah. Behind Matt Moore, Julio Urias, Sean Manaea. The 45th pitcher off the board. Overall, that made him No, it's only like top 50. This is too annoying to probably figure out, to be honest with you. But let's see if I can do it. So overall, that made him number, I think you're right, 173 overall last year, NFBC. So a little bit further than he is right now. Jonathan Gray was really interesting. Last year, he was hurt for the first half of the year. So he pitched 50 less innings.
Foot issue and stuff.
He had a foot issue, and it was almost immediately in April, right? Mm-hmm. So he pitched 50 to 60 less innings than he did the year before. But everything else was relatively the same. 10 wins in 2016, 10 wins in 2017. 9.9 strikeouts in 2016, 9.1 strikeouts in 2017. The walk rate comes down. The ERA, in a major way, comes down. The FIP and XFIP both come down. I think there's a lot to like about John Gray. I'm going to have to look more into this, but I like it.
No, there is, and like I said, especially at the acquisition cost here.
12th round-ish, yeah.
Yeah, and look, the K9 went down a bit. But the walk rate went down as well.
Yes.
So and that was a really nice improvement there. The ground ball percentage went up. I mean, the XFIP was a little better than the previous year.
Exactly.
That's what we kind of liked about him.
Yeah.
The one thing was the swing and miss to his game was like just below the league average. That's a little cautionish for me. The chase rate was a little
last thing on John Gray, his home ERA last year, 3.13.
He does well at home. He did that the year before too.
Taking a break. Back on the other side with more Roto Experts right after this.